May we always find our way to forgive. Amen. There's a children's story called You Poked My Heart. And it starts off with a mama bear, and she brings her son and her daughter a red heart balloon and a yellow heart balloon. And the little boy really loves his red heart balloon. It brings him a lot of joy. But the little girl, she doesn't really like her yellow heart balloon very much. So eventually, she starts making her way over to her brother. And she decides to give her brother's balloon a little tug. And the balloon pops. And the siblings both look down at the pieces. And the little girl goes, "Oopsies." While the little boy plops onto the floor with the balloon parts in front of him and looking down sadly says, "You poked my heart. You poked my heart." Crucifixion was a form of terror and torture. And it was meant to extract the greatest amount of pain for the longest amount of time. It is not easy to forgive when someone hurts us, when the hurt they caused goes deep enough to impact our lives. But this is the kind of forgiveness Jesus is offering to those who have nailed him to a cross. In the face of evil and despair, to the cries for his blood from the crowd, Jesus does not respond. To the clubs and the whips that beat him, he refuses to fight back. Instead, Jesus offers forgiveness. To the thief, he whispers the hope of the kingdom of God. On the cross, the passion of Jesus' suffering is surpassed by the passion of his redeeming love. Forgiveness is a gracious gift, and it contains the seeds of transformation that may grow and bloom with every moment of respect and reverence for the life, dignity, and humanity of all of God's children. On December 19th, 2008, when Sarah Montana was 22 years old, her brother and mother were killed by a neighborhood teenager during a home break-in. And Sarah shared her story at a TEDx Lincoln Square event. And from the story of her life, she created a play, The Girl, the Ghost, and the Minotaur. It is her story of understanding forgiveness. So this is Sarah's story. And she shares, "That steel tether of trauma that he hooked into my side when he killed them was still there. And I'd been lurching against it, against the pole, and dragging him through the mud for 7 years, whether I knew it or not. And it was with a little horror that I realized that he may have killed them, but I had chose to keep us connected. So after wading through all the options, I realized the only way to get rid of this dude was to forgive him. And that was a real bummer of a conclusion to come to. Because the truth was, I thought I had already forgiven him. But saying you forgive someone is not the same thing as doing it. Why was this guy still hooked to my side, dragging me around, making me do dumb things like quit my job and write a play? It turns out there is no fake it till you make it in the forgiveness even though that's exactly what society tells us to do. And Sarah continues, why forgive? It can't heal you. It won't save you or the other person. But forgiveness is designed to set you free. When you say, I forgive you, what you're really saying is, I know what you did. It's not okay. But I recognize you are more than that. I don't want to hold us captive to this anymore. I can heal myself, and I don't need anything from you. After you say that and you mean it, then it's just you. No chains, no prisoners. She goes on to say, when we choose vengeance, we're actually signing a blood oath to chain our story to our enemies for the rest of time. Forgiveness is the only path to freedom. In Judaism, the family can't forgive murderers because they were not killed. They can only forgive the pain, anguish, and grief that was caused by the loss. Forgiveness is only right when waiting for what we're owed comes at too high a cost. And one day, losing myself in order to punish him and to keep the two of them alive felt like too high a cost to bear. I yearned to be more, to be whole. And I didn't think that I could do that if I looked at another person and reduced him to one thing he did one day and made evil the sum of its parts. I told him that I wished him a lifetime full of healing and that I forgave him. And Sarah ends with, it's never too late to let go of your villains and reclaim yourself. And if you're ready to let it all go, the grief, the pain, the anger, the trauma, and you're open to finding out who you are without dragging along your villain, I gotta be honest with you, all this forgiveness hype is legit. Jesus, who is the Savior of the world, must save through the cross. By forgiving on the cross, Jesus shows us that strength is not in the hammer or the whip. Strength and courage come from within the heart. Jesus enters into suffering and death out of love for the world, out of love for us. God, who sent Jesus on his mission of salvation, also experiences the grief of loss of his beloved son. And out of this event of shared suffering love comes the spirit of new life. All of the suffering of the world is encompassed in the crucifixion of Jesus, the grief of God and the comfort of the Spirit, out of which comes the inspiration to be courageous, to be hopeful, to pray and work for the renewal of all things. I do not know how the story at the beginning of my sermon ends, but I know when we get hurt by other people, it feels like our hearts get seriously poked. And we have choices about what to do with that pain and grief and loss. And the deeper the hurt, the longer it takes us to offer genuine forgiveness. But the forgiveness isn't for the villain. It is for us. When we offer forgiveness, it takes away the power of our villain to inflict continued harm. On the cross, Jesus refused to give in to the meanness and arrogance that surrounded him. In the face of evil and despair, the passion of his loving remained. To the cries for blood from the crowd, Jesus did not respond. To the clubs and whips that beat him, he refused to fight back. To the soldiers who had torn his body to shreds, he offered forgiveness. To the thief, he whispered the hope of eternity. On the cross, the passion of Jesus' suffering is surpassed by the passion of his redeeming love. That is the invitation of forgiveness. Amen.